Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song. The God of stuff is greater than the ordinary. So I would give up all I have to this world. I'm going to tell you, this
ain't no ordinary world.
This ain't no ordinary world. No, 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 no. The God of
self-betrayal.
The God of tell a story about a woman when the miss you. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard a sign of man coming through her side.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's no ordinary song. This is no ordinary Bible study. We are not no ordinary people. We are new creation in Christ Jesus. So there's nothing ordinary about you. So go ahead and put that fire out right now. You're different because you're what the Lord made. You're special. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all joining the broadcast today. We're going to ask Pastor Beasley, Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. I was right here just singing that song earlier this morning. And so I just thank you for playing it today. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalm 91, verses 15 and 16. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're thanking you for this day. We're so thankful, Father God, that we can study the word together, Father God. We can learn, Father God. So help us open up our hearts to receive the word as our pastor teaches this word, Father God. Be with him in a mighty way, Father God, and bless his going out and his coming in, Father God. Continue to use him mightily. And then, Lord, bless each and every one of us as we receive the word in our hearts. We're thankful for those that are listening by internet and those who have called in, Father God. Lord, help us to be on one accord and be able to receive the word as the Holy Spirit leads, Pastor. We ask that you will be with all those who are sick and shut in, Father God, and be with those who have been healed and have a testimony for you, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Lord. We know you're a way maker out of no way. Give them strength to just trust in you, Father God, as the word of God said, and lean out unto thy own understanding, Father God. And, Lord, we just ask that you would continue, Lord, to just be with each and every one. We know some people are down and down on themselves, or they may be jobless, they may be homeless, or whatever they may be facing or going through, Father God. You are a way maker out of no way, Father God. Continue to be with our sister, Sister Laura. Give her the strength, Father God, as she goes through trials at this time, Father God. We know you're working things out for her good. She's going to have an awesome testimony for you, Father God. And then she'll be a witness for others who are going through that same situation, Father God. Lord, she's not alone, and we know you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we're just trusting in you, Father God, to work things out. Lord, continue to have your way. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. And
God bless.
Listen, brothers and sisters, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. Before we do that, I had picked we were going to read from Psalms 91, verse 7 through 11. But I also let you all know that wherever God leads us, that's where we go. So just for those that may not know, that's how we roll. We'll go back to our text, Psalms 91. Now, we're going to do the entire psalm probably, but right now we're taking it apart and trying to unpack some of it because It's just so much. But remember the subject. The subject is the Lord placed in our spirit, dwelling in secret places. And we're going to deal with that in today as well. But Psalms 91, verses 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 11 reads like this. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Let me get 7 to 11. Breathe. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even gaze you. You'll stand untouched. Watch it all fall. I'm sorry, watch it all from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into corpse. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Let's begin by saying that refuge, and I want everybody to really get a hold to this, because as it is to be seen as a shield, refuge.
Mm-hmm.
God got you. He's protecting you. That just like as you was in a building that had steel walls all around it, or had bricks and steel, and it's a secret place. I learned something the other day about Congress. They had built this secret place, and in the event that they had a fallout, that they had somewhere to go and still conduct the business of the United States. Nobody even knew that they had built this secret building underneath the building, and underneath that building was a place, was called a fallout shelter. And so Congress was going to be able to go there. Well, y'all look it up when you get time, do your own research. But anyway, they had everything they had in Congress, they had it in this secret place. And if anybody knew about this or told about it, they would kill them. And only 90 people knew what was going on through the whole process. Now think about all the peoples in the world. Secrets are to be known by certain people. And in this case, God allows his angels to know his secret stuff. That's where they dwell at. They dwell in the secret place. When we think about the refuge, we're thinking about sanctuary. We're thinking about oasis. We're thinking about dwelling. We think about the refuge as being a place of rest. How about this? How about God's house? Huh? You're in God's place now. You're on the throne of God. So when God become your refuge, he become your shelter. He become your oasis. He become your retreat. You know how some people have to go on a retreat and why they're there, they're being protected. Well, that's what God does for us, brothers and sisters, on a daily basis. That's why we can lean on him. That's why we can depend on him. He is our refuge. Now, I know some of y'all saying, well, yeah, we know that, preacher. But what you don't know is that he has angels protecting you. Now, if you believe in angels or not, it doesn't matter. As far as the word of God is being true or not, because it's true. Trust me. Angels mm-hmm. are real. Angels, and one time I did a series about angels, but just to sort of give you a panorama view, God sent these angels for us to protect mm-hmm. us. They are his yeah. angels. They are sitting right there, and can't any angel. No angel. I don't care what angel that Satan had, because they are fallen angels. Let me say that. And Satan himself was an angel. Matter of fact, the Bible calls him an angel of light. But let me tell you what. Yes. When God have decreed that you belongs to him, he going to protect you all the way to the end. And he got sheriff of them angels. He got angels that will fight for us. For our salvation. That's what the Bible says. So I want you to know, if you don't know what angels are, get to know angels. Do a research. Do a study on angels. You'll be surprised. They're for you. But I will caution you. The Bible says, for he shall give his angels. See, the reason it says his angel, because Satan has angels.
All right.
Just want you to know that. That's why God said, for he shall give his angels, not just angels, mm-hmm. but his angels, charge over thee to keep thee in all of thy ways. So angels will protect us. They sent to protect us. And I want to say this, too. They are confirmed. Everything God ever wanted to do spiritually and a lot of things physically, he sent angels, and he sent his angels to take care and to keep us. That's his purpose. So angels, according to the Bible, not only do they praise the Lord, not only do they adore, but angels were sent to reveal God's will to man. How I know that? Hebrews 2 and 2. We'll read that one first. I'm going to just a little bit about these angels. And let me tell you this, brothers and sisters, in case you didn't know. When an angel come to you, he going to say something reference to, don't be afraid. So when you start reading about how angels make their appearance to people, even if it's Hagar or whoever, they always let them know. They don't have to be afraid because angels are mighty. They're huge. They're big. And sometimes they can come in the form, the same stature of a man. And I can show you that in the Word of God. Because we have entertained angels unaware of in the form of men. But he sent his angels to minister salvation for us. Angels don't need salvation. We need salvation. So he ministered the things of salvation for us. Why? Because we're in God's secret place. We're who God has chose.
Thank God. We are who God has
allowed his angels to come and protect us. Hebrews 2 and 2 says, for if the word spoken by angels were steadfast, and ever transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward.
Amen. From the Message Bible, if the old message delivered by angels was valid, and nobody got away with anything, do you think we can risk neglecting this latest message, this magnificent salvation? First of all, it was delivered in person by the Master, then actually to us by those who heard it from him. Amen.
Yeah. See, God had angels to go tell man his will.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, when you read Luke, in the book of Luke, the first chapter and the 11th verse through the 13th verse. So that would be Luke 1, 11 through 13. I'm just trying to show you how angels have been sent for us. The Bible says, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, the congregation was gathered and praying outside the temple at the hour of the incense offering. Unannounced, an angel of God appeared just to the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was paralyzed in fear, but the angel reassured him, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Elizabeth, your wife, will bear a son by you. You are to name him John. Amen.
So, like I said, do a research on angels. Angels played a part of our salvation. So when the angel came to Mary, now notice what it said. It said, fear not. Why would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Because angels are terrifying. And especially if you don't believe in it. So, but once you start believing in angels, and the more you believe in angels, the more visible this stuff becomes to you, the more aware. Because God is just not going to spring something on you that you're not accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
But
amen.
When you ask God for something, he sent angels. Hebrews 1:14 says, and they, not all ministering spirit, sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation. We are heir. We are an heir.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are heir. So God sent these angels for us. An heir. You don't receive things from an heir unless they've already died. So we don't got to die to receive this. We receive this now. Because Christ have already died, so we became heir and joint heirs with Christ. That's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to start believing in angels. Because they sent here for you, and they were sent from the secret place to protect you and to let you know. But I promise you this, when the angels come, you will know them. Because they're going to always say, be not afraid. Yell, or they'll say something in line along those lines, not to be afraid. That's why the Bible says, the angels, he said, who maketh his angel spirit and ministers of a flame of fire. Angels are spirits, brothers and sisters, but they can be transformed in a human form. Because God sent them.
Yeah.
It's nothing to stop them from doing the will of God. In the book of Hebrews, it's comparing angels to Christ. So it's saying, which one of these angels he made better than Christ? Which one did he say, sit here on my right till your enemy become your footstool? No, none of them. So Christ is better than angels. So that's what Hebrews is teaching here, because those people understood angels. They had a problem with learning about, being taught what angels were doing, because they was already familiar with it. They was familiar with angels because angels appeared at the announcing of Mary's birth, at Jesus' birth to Mary. The angels appeared to Gabriel. Matter of fact, Gabriel himself came and announced the birth of Jesus. There's three angels that most people talk about in the Bible. But I want to tell you, it's many, many. There's a number you can't number, the angel. Innumerable number, the Bible says, of angels.
Mm-hmm.
Because as crazy as this may sound to an unbeliever, you have an angel watching over you. People say that. Once I saw it in the Bible, I said, thank you, Lord. I got an angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can give you all some testimony. I remember one time I was driving a big truck, and I went down to California and went to sleep. And I promise you, it was an angel that steered that truck from going over the cliff.
Hallelujah.
And woke me up. Another time, me and Brother Frank was together, and the angel, we lost brakes, and the angels stopped that vehicle. I know it sounds a little far-fetched, but if you don't believe in angels, you'll never see this stuff. Only for those that believe in angels. See, the birth of Christ was announced by angels. Matter of fact, if you remember over there in Matthew 4, when Jesus had went through all of what he went through, battling with the devil, guess what? God sent angels to him to attend to Christ in his temptation. Somebody may be going through something right now. I want you to know there are angels right now. I'm going to tell you, give you a message, powerful message, a strong message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Just like God had put in my spirit, and the angel said this to me too, just this morning, that whatever you've been going through, don't worry about it, because God's going to burn it.
All right.
The Lord said, I'm going to burn it. It will disintegrate. Whatever that issue is, whatever that problem is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the angel assured Joseph that God had purpose for him. And when you start believing in angels, they will announce themselves. And because they've been sent to minister for us.
Yeah.
It was angels who announced the resurrection of Christ over there in Matthew 28:7.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Angels is going to exalt the Lamb of God. If Christ came and bust the sky open right now, angels are coming with him. Angels shall accomplish Christ, the Bible says, in his coming in Matthew 25:31. Also in 1 Thessalonians, well, actually it's in 2 Thessalonians 2. In 2 Thessalonians 1:7, these angels are going to announce the coming of Christ. There's always seven angels in God's presence, mighty angels that have angels that works up under them, according to Revelation 8:2. Only thing I want to share with you mainly about angels today, because I don't want to really teach you angels, but angels, they're here to help preach the everlasting gospel. And this gospel that we're preaching is being, for a better way of saying it, is being propelled, if you will, by angels. Because they're urging us that the time is at hand. But mind you, brothers and sisters, angels are mentioned many, 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 many times in Scripture. It would take us all day for us to go through all these different angels. But I want you to know, you do have an angel. Anytime anybody wants to do a study on it, we'll do that. But angels, just like it appeared to Hagar, told Hagar, go on back to your mistress. I know you love her.
Yeah.
I know you met, but go back to her. Angels appeared to Abraham over there in Genesis 22 and 11. You have angels that are protecting you. You until you start believing in them, they don't have no reason to appear. But once you start believing in them, just like angels appeared to Moses in the burning bush, angels appeared to Joshua. And you remember when angels appeared to Gideon. But throughout the Bible, and in Hebrews, he says that these angels are sent to minister for us because we are heirs of salvation. You're someone who are enjoying salvation. That's why we have these angels here. I know we ran over a little bit, but let me say this, because I'm going to encourage you, because that's what angels does. Angels encourage the children of God. They sent here to take care of you. Just start believing them. And the more you believe in them, the more they began to come. And like I said, they're going to always warn you. They're going to always, so when you're reading about angels, you're going to always see, it's going to say, fear not. Because, see, once you come into that knowledge or that presence, and you know God sent them to protect you, the angel's going to have to make the announcement to you when you start believing in them. Now, if you don't believe in them, there's no need in you because you'll have a heart attack. Zacharias almost had one. He was spellbound. He became frozen. And the angel had deception. The angel said, don't fear, man. Look here. You know what you've been praying about? But he had to tell him, don't fear. Calm him down. What you done asked God for, you going to have a son. Just name him John. Hallelujah. Okay. We're at that point. Anybody want to have any comments or anything you want to share today, press 1. We'll let you in. Hallelujah. Okay. Last four numbers, 2963.
Good morning and blessings to everyone. This is Sister Laura. I just want to pray that angels be dispatched on my behalf in my situation because this is really overwhelming for me, and I'm still trying to figure out how God wants me to think through this situation with these criminal charges that are just this DCFS investigation that's happening, and I just really pray that the odds work in my favor, but I do one prayer for divine activity and supernatural miracles to come into the atmosphere and shift this entire situation. And God is he's a limitless God, and I don't want to put no limits on him, but I'm asking for a big blessing. For I don't want to have to go to trial to win my case. I need my case dismissed in the stages that it's in right now, because I'm not guilty of what I'm being accused of. These are false accusations, and the devil's a liar. He's the one who goes up before heaven bringing false accusations against us, and I just really need a supernatural breakthrough and miracle and angels working in the behind the scenes on my behalf, bringing heavenly and divine activity into this situation, because I don't think that this is right. I don't understand how the police initially arriving on the scene didn't see that I was the one being affected. So I just really send that prayer up, and I just ask for you guys to keep me in your thoughts and prayers, and just really let the justice of heaven be served, and God sits high above every throne. So when I'm in this courtroom, it's God sitting on that bench, not that judge. I'm in a heaven's throne at God's feet, pleading for his mercy and to get rid of this situation.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to put ourselves in agreement with you right now. And Father God, we just agree right now that you allow ministering angels to perform a supernatural miracle right before Laura's eyes, as she'll say, and help her believe in angels, into the supernatural. Yeah. Know that she is a spirit having human experience, and the human experiences will not overthrow the spiritual things. So I thank you, Father God, that because your word says it, if for no other reason, because we read it, Father God, today in your word, according to Psalms 91, that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Lord, we believe in that right now. Only with the eyes shall God behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. Thank you, Lord, that you are our refuge. Thank you, Lord, that no evil shall come to her as long as she's standing in you, Christ, long as she's standing in the things of Christ. That's our belief. That's our take. Our take is what the word of God says. And all these ministering spirits are sent forth to minister to who shall be heirs of salvation. And we're heirs. We're receiving the benefit, Father God. So we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking you for taking care of her situation. And most of all, Father God, we want your will to be done. Because we understand there's things that we don't see, we don't understand, but we know that all things are working together for her good. Just help her to believe that, Father God, above everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say this to you all, because you got to let the joy of the Lord be your strength. So when you're reading these scriptures, I was going to talk about that one day this week, but you got to let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Just start rejoicing that it's done, that it's already done. It's already done.
Amen.
The angels already working.
Amen.
What we have to do is start thanking God. A lot of times we want our mind tell us, do this, do that. No, no, no. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, that we be thankful. God already see your heart. He already know your situation. And if you'll just start believing that, and call it done. And when you start praising God for it, watch what happens. Just start praising him for it, thanking him for it. You don't have to ask him for another thing. Just start thanking him. See, that's when you know you're believing. See, I said, Pastor, get off my foot. Well, if she ain't on there, she don't have to get on. But if she on there, she have to get on. So when she said she's on, then I need to be thanking God. Because I asked God to let it happen, and it happened. Just like Zechariah. He had asked the Lord for a son. God gave it to him.
Amen.
Angels will communicate that to you if you believe in them. But anyone else, hallelujah, press one. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Now, I can't wait till Thankful Thursday. But tomorrow, I want to share this, and because tomorrow there's two things I want to hit on. I like to hit on God has covered you with a garment of light. Know that you're covered. And we want to get into that tomorrow, especially those that are not sure. I promise you, tomorrow you will be sure. And know that, number three, he'll keep a shield of the word cover you. So no fairy dots of the devil can penetrate your life. Doesn't care what it looks like. Forget what the optical nerve tells you. Because you'll be around here chasing the optical nerve, trying to satisfy or appease that. And that ain't even the real deal. That's what Satan does. So tomorrow we're going to get into those, at least those two parts of this message. So we look to see you all tomorrow.